All right, first episode.
Awesome.
Let's go. How are you feeling?
Excited, Chloe. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, a little bit nerve-wracking, eh?
Not at all.
But
Not at all.
I think once we actually get into doing it, and the more we do it, it's gonna feel natural.
Yeah,
I guess.
100%. And the thing is, you know, we've got a lot of experience in this. So if we can help a lot of businesses out there with their marketing, sales and growth, then, you know, it'll take off.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Well, I'm Chloe Bunton.
And I'm Derek Bunton.
And this is the Adonis Effect podcast. All right. So let's start, I think, from the start, you know. Why did Adonis happen? How did it happen? Adonis Media actually wasn't the first business that you owned. So do you want to maybe start off with your path and how you came to create Adonis Media?
Yeah, well, I mean, my entrepreneurial journey started when I was 7 years old. In the summertime, I used to go down to the local golf club, and I used to collect golf balls and sell them back to the golfers. And over the course of a weekend, I could be making anything between 20 to 50 pounds back then. Now, this is going back to, say, 1984-85, which was a lot of money back then. And in the winter time, I used to go around doors cleaning people's paths from the snow and making sure there was grit on them, which was good for the elderly people. And also during the summer, we used to go out helping people clean their cars by offering car washing services and removing weeds and things from the garden. So I've always had that entrepreneurial streak. From there, I then went into the army when I was 16, came back out when I was 20, went back to university and got a degree, and started a car detailing business with a friend way back in 2003. Yeah. Now, it was at that time when websites were just starting to get used for business purposes, and there's just no way on this earth I could afford to pay £800 at the time for a static HTML website.
Which for those Australian users is about 1600, if you double it, it's about that.
And that's, of course, that's a bit far-fetched from what websites cost nowadays to get built. So basically from there, when I was running, when we were running the car detailing business, we used to go out at 6 o'clock in the morning, get the van ready, sometimes not get back in till say 10 o'clock at night, go for a shower, get your dinner. And I used to sit right through the night to try and learn programming, to try and learn how to build our own website. During that same time, after the first 3 months of being in that business, we had 12 staff working for us, and I'd also created an e-commerce platform and was sending car detailing products all over Europe. And so you can imagine in the morning I would go up to the post office with loads of boxes. This was before I realised that the post office could come and pick them up from the premises. And then I would get the van ready. Someone else would go out and do the van, and then I would go and manage the 12 staff in the car detailing business. But being in Scotland, it rained quite a lot, as it still does. And there was a period of time, which was about 3 to 4 months, where it just continually rained non-stop. So we couldn't get out in the van at all. We were lucky that we had the contracts with Arnold Clark, it was in Edinburgh, the two major motor stores that kept the business ticking over. But during that time, I started helping more and more people online with their digital businesses, mainly with software, because SEO wasn't even a thing back then. And really marketing was just a case of banner ads. And I can remember making my first £200 for literally 5 minutes work. And it was at that point that I thought, this is where I need to be moving the business. So we in 2004, so that all happened in a relatively small period of time. Then in 2004, I decided to let my business partner, Stephen at the time, run the Valentine side of things, and then I would do the website design, side of things, and the car detailing business was called Perfect Polishing. So that naturally led us into creating a business called Perfect Designing. And we kept that name for about 6 years and then rebranded Adonis, sorry, to Adonis Media in 2010, and that's where we are now. Now, the way that brand came about was I was in the gym quite a lot. I was bodybuilding, so I always seen myself as an Adonis. But I thought that was somewhat a little bit cheesy, so I started researching other things about Adonis, and that's where we came up with the Adonis Blue Butterfly, which was found in the southeast of England. And with it being very delicate, all about kind of growth and transformation, we thought it felt that fitted quite well with our brand. And by that time, we were doing more SEO, marketing, and things were just really starting to evolve in that kind of space.
And when you, sorry, when you think about it now, like the our name Adonis Media and the whole meaning behind it with the butterfly and the transformation really is very fitting for everything we do in transforming businesses and helping businesses grow. It's a very, I think the branding and the meaning behind everything is very, what would be the word? Very fitting.
Probably fitting.
Very
Fitting is the
fitting.
word, exactly, because that kind of fits in with exactly everything that we do and everything that we.
And everything we stand for,
That's
yeah.
correct, yeah. So we're all about transformation and growth. It's not just the case of doing a little bit of Google ads here and a little bit of Facebook ads there. That won't help you grow.
Yeah.
That'll only help you
No.
maybe capture a little bit of demand, as in the 3% of the current market that might be looking for your services or products at the moment. But us, it's about actually taking your business where it is now and transforming that into an actual brand, not just a business, but something that will continue to
Yeah.
grow and flourish for years to come.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the business originally started back in Scotland, so we were serving clients in the UK. We were already serving clients all over the world, including Australia. But I emigrated to Australia in 2017. The plan there was not to start the business here as a separate entity, but to just continually serve the clients that we had. And then we arrived here, realized the opportunities, and boom, here we are. We started Adonis Media in 2019, I believe, March 2019, and here we are. To today. So now our office is based in Brisbane, in Brisbane City. And of course, we're still providing services and helping our clients grow all over the world.
Yeah.
So that's where we are today. And of course, there's been a big transformation in Adonis Media itself, from the, you know, away from way being way back in 2004. Through to now, which is 2025. So it's been interesting. It's always a bit challenging as well, running two businesses in two separate countries with a remote team in other
Yeah.
time zones. But you manage and you learn as you grow.
Yep, 100%. 100% agree. I'll talk a bit about how I came into the Adonis brand, I guess. Obviously it being a family business, it kind of just happens. I finished, well, I was about to finish school in late 2020. Had no clue what I wanted to do. Not a clue in the world. Mum is a nurse, so she's like, come on, let's be a nurse, come on, follow in my footsteps. Dad's like, come on, join the family business. I was like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. So a couple of weeks before I decided to sorry, a couple of weeks before I finished school, Dad was like, here, do some projects for me. So I was like, all right. Started doing some projects and I was like, you know what, this is really fun. You get to see the creative side of the marketing and it's very analytics as well. Like there's a lot to it. And it's never the same thing all the time, which is something that I could never deal with. So I was like, oh, all right, you know what? This is fun. Went to Dad a couple of weeks before I was about to graduate and said, can I work with you? I was like, yeah, okay. You have to be open to listening to me and, taking in my advice. I was like, yeah. So I finished school on the Friday. The Monday after it, I was straight into full-time work with Dad in the office. I had no clue what I was doing, but obviously watching Dad and taking on that what would be the
Leader's
word?
role.
Like, yeah. You learn so much, and yeah. Now I've been, finished school, did my bachelor's degree, and I've still with Adonis. There's been a few times where we've clashed heads, but yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world. I think this industry is it's ever evolving as well. So it's never the same thing. You're always changing, you're always learning something new. There's always new people to meet, new businesses to help. So it's something that I really enjoy. And that's where I am now. And now we've started a podcast. So who would have thought 21 years old, about to turn 22,
Amazing,
would
amazing. So
be.
tell us more about your degree. I mean, obviously you were working in Adonis once you left school, so I'm assuming you obviously done your degree during that time as well.
Yeah, so with my degree, I started that in May 2021. I was doing it externally full time. So at the time, I was working full time with Adonis, and then I had a weekend job where I was doing beauty. And then I had my degree on top of that. So I was pretty much non-stop, go. Did I have much time for friends and that? Which, yeah, I did. Tried to make as much time as possible, but balancing all three, it was very difficult, and especially when I decided to move to Brisbane in 2023, the end of 2023, that took a lot because I was working full time, had a job, at a bar, which within the first month I was up into management, which was really good, and I'm still working there at the moment on the weekends helping out, but Adonis obviously is the main thing that we want to push. And I finished my degree in 2024 December. So I have my graduation in a month, actually, a month and 2 days, which is really exciting.
Fantastic. So what was your degree that you did?
So I did a Bachelor of Business, majoring in digital marketing and a minor in management. It was really good, and you get to meet a lot of people, and especially doing it externally, you get to meet people from all over Australia, and some people even in like Singapore, Japan, because my uni had different areas in different countries, which is really cool.
Awesome. So it's
Yeah.
fantastic. So when you were work you're obviously doing that when you were working with Adonis, do you feel that the course was actually much easier to do and complete because you were already working in that industry?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'd definitely say I felt like I knew a lot more than what the universities did. I did feel like a lot of the courses, the classes within the course was very outdated, which is probably not the best thing to say, but I think for this industry, you don't need a degree, if I'm being honest. I think there's so much free education on YouTube and courses and learning off people who have been in your situation, who are now multimillionaires or, have built these businesses, like taking inspiration from them and what they tell you to do and how they've done stuff, is definitely the way to go. If I could go back, I probably wouldn't do the bachelor's degree and I'd just come in and, do a lot of different courses and learn off that. But I do think the bachelor's degree is beneficial in the fact that it does show that you're committed to, one
Yeah.
thing. So if you're obviously not going in straight away to owning a business on your own, or you don't have your father to, work with or work under, then it is definitely beneficial to get f with those big firms and companies.
Yeah. So in terms of working with yours truly, then how have you managed that process from being, daughter through to colleague, essentially, and how have you grown from that?
I think when I first started with you, it was really hard to distinguish the difference between daughter and colleague. And I think when we first started with anybody working with family, it is hard to make that differentiation. Because you see them in that family light. And I know at times we tended to butt heads and or we brought a lot of work into home time. Just because, we were so invested in growing the businesses and helping our clients that it just felt natural to talk about it all the time. To which obviously Sophie and Mum got a bit annoyed
Yep.
at. But I think through every little headbutt that we did have, we really got through it and realized, you know what, we need to distinguish between colleague and daughter or father. And I think now we're in a really good position where we can do
Yeah.
that. Which has, yeah, it's definitely been a long journey, but it's something that you learn as you go.
Yep.
And I think for you as well, you'd never worked with obviously a daughter or like family or that. So it was something that was very different for both of
That's
us.
correct, yeah.
And I think for you as well, obviously I can't speak on your behalf, but having to give up that little bit of, like this was Adonis is your baby.
Control.
So having to, yeah, give up that bit of control and have trust in me as well to do things that were in the benefit of
That's right.
Adonis. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel exactly the same way. And I think since we've now started to expand and grow the team, allowing the team members to work autonomously on their own and come up with ideas and, complete projects and things like that without anyone micromanaging them has been
Yeah.
absolutely beneficial for the business. It's allowed me to see how that is can actually help the business grow as well, not just from a client point of view, but from an Adonis point of view. And I'm super excited about everything that's happening going forward.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think everybody that we've had on our team has been really beneficial for Adonis and like just how innovative they all are and the thoughts that they come up with and the ideas that they throw at us. It's like, wow, like you're awesome, truly. And I definitely think about this, especially about our copywriter at the moment who's absolutely killing it. Doing amazing.
Yes,
Yeah.
Cedric, I'm going to get him on one of the podcasts so we can grill him about how he does things. I'm sure he'll be listening to this one as well.
100%. So obviously I came into the business in 2020. Is there any, even before that, is there any like small wins that you found or even moments and challenges where you were like, oh gosh, I don't want to do this anymore? Or was there things that where you were feeling like that you had those small wins where you're like, you know what, this is what I want to do and I can do this.
Well, as you know, I'm also like a software engineer, and you've seen me developing software products, which we sell. So we're not just about marketing; we're about taking a holistic approach to business growth. And part of that
Yeah.
business growth is digital transformation. So when I get up in the morning, I'm super excited to get into the day, irrespective of what challenges might be, that we might be experiencing.
Yeah.
So in terms of, things that might make me want to reconsider a position, no, absolutely not. I think everything that we've done leading up to now is leading us to the next big thing. And since arriving here in Australia 7 years ago, as you know, I've been developing a platform which we initially called Adonis CMS, which has grown arms and legs. And it's the website platform that our clients use, which combined with our marketing services as a competitive advantage. So for me, I'm just excited about what's going to come. I see all challenges as, you know, there's always a solution to the challenges that we have, and we're always progressing and innovating to make sure we get past those challenges to help us become a stronger agency for Adonis, our team, and our clients.
Yeah, awesome. And has there been like any small wins that you have been like, yep, you know, we know what we're doing kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, we tend to see these wins every week almost.
Yeah.
We had a client here in Mackay, for instance, where their website was pretty much non-existent from an SEO perspective. The content wasn't written for their prospective client, and they were doing absolutely no lead. They were bringing no leads from their website at all. And within 12 months, we helped them add an additional 2 million to their bottom line. So I think that's a testament to the quality and the growth that we are committed to providing our clients, provided our clients have got that growth mindset and understand that there's a process which needs to be followed in order to get to that outcome.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing. is not us just having the growth mindset, but the client as well. Because growing is such a long-term thing. It's not something that you just click your fingers and you have overnight success of, you know, generating 5 million. Like, this takes years and it takes a lot of work and effort, and it's something that we look for in every client is you have to have that growth mindset, or you know, the it's not going to work with both of us.
That's correct. And I mean, it's also about having the patience and that long-term view from a marketing perspective, because marketing is never off. It's always got to be on. And if you do switch it off, that's like, you know, stopping your clock to try and save time. It just doesn't work. And we've seen clients that have decided, you know, that they're at a point in their growth where they no longer feel like they require our services. And that's great. Hand everything off. And you go and speak to them 2 or 3 years later, and they've not actually progressed from where you got them to.
Further,
And it's because, you know, what gets you to that next level won't get you to the next level. And you've always got to be innovating and growing your mindset and things as well. And also, one thing that I need to mention here is when you're growing, I mean, say you're doing 1 million, you know, you've got a team of 3 or 4 staff and things like that. Once you get to 2 million and 3 million and 5 million, you know, your team needs to grow. Your office space needs to grow. If you're, you know, doing solar installs, or, you know, you're providing a product or to a customer, those kind of tangibles also need to grow as well in terms of the amount of sales that needs to take place in order to meet the ever-growing costs as well, you know. So it's having that patience, which I find a lot of smaller businesses anyway don't have that patience.
Do you find that a lot of the small businesses, they look for the small wins, but they don't look long term into, you know, this is how much I want to be generating per month, this is how much I want to be bringing in these leads and converting these leads. They just look to, oh, I need to make 10 grand to pay this bill, so I'll just do that rather than looking at the long
Well,
term.
yeah, I mean, that's a short-term mindset right there. And you'll find that a lot with a lot of smaller businesses where they're going through the feast and famine type of roller coaster where, you know, they've got some clients in, but they need to service the clients. So that means their marketing, because they're doing it themselves, is taking a hit. And then they go through a famine where they've not got the money. So that means that they need to work on their marketing strategies or whatever it is that they're doing in order to bring the next customers through the board. But as you know, what we do when we go into a customer is we take a 3 to 5 year projection. Generally, to be honest, it's generally about 3 years, which we try and focus on. But we try and get them to look at that 5 to 10 year point as in their vision. You know, where is it that you want to take the business? Then what we do from that 3 year point is we work back, we decide what the goal is. and then we work back from that, and that will allow us to set out the plan of what needs to happen when in order to meet that big goal within the 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we did with the client in Mackay, whereby we set a big hairy goal, as we would call it, of 5 million. So we're taking them from 1.7 to 5 million in 3 years. Within 12 months, we had added that 2 million. So if you do the math, we would have exceeded that 5 million within that time, which is fantastic. But that's the power of strategy, and working back from where you want to be and actually defining what needs to happen in order for you to get to that big goal.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's another thing that going on to next bit is a lot of businesses tend to just go, oh, I need a website that's going to generate me 10 million leads straight away. Or I need to do Facebook ads, but I don't have a website. You know what I mean? They look for those just because that's all they know, and that's understandable. Or someone said to them, you should be doing Facebook ads, and they've not got social media presence, or they've not got a website that's conversion optimized, and they're sending people to their website, or links aren't clicking. And I think that's talking about the strategies, that's a lot of things that businesses don't tend to think about straight away. But your marketing, it needs to be a holistic approach. You need to look at the overall strategy as opposed to just doing random acts of marketing, as we call it. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, so random acts of market. And I mean, generally, what you'll find is businesses that don't have a strategy in place tend to clutch at straws, essentially. So, because they don't have that strategy in place, they speak to someone who will then tell them that they need to be doing Google ads, or they need to be doing Facebook ads, or they need to be doing this, they need to be doing that. And this happens all the time. But really, what needs to happen in order for them to get to where they want to be, and it's generally for to grow their business, is they need to have a strategy in place. And by having that strategy in place, that will negate the problems with random acts of marketing. It will save the business a lot of money, because they know exactly what they need to be investing in, what channels they need to be investing in, etc., etc. So yeah, random acts of marketing is what we see all the time with small businesses, especially because they just don't have that strategy in place.
Yep. I think as well, when it comes to marketing your businesses, the whole point of marketing is, to create those lasting connections with customers, and you're telling your story and you're telling different stories and educating people to deliver those measurable results. It's not just a case of, let's just post this just because. And I think that's something that a lot of people tend to forget as well. And sometimes, like I forget too, is nobody knows your industry like you.
Correct.
And when you're creating content as well, what might seem straightforward and, easy to understand to you isn't the same to somebody else. So creating content that's, might seem easy and, stupid to create is also something that's very beneficial for your target audience. And all the content that you're creating needs to be targeted towards your target audience, not just every man and the dog.
Well, that's exactly right. And really, what we do when we start working with a new business is we define their ideal customer profile, or otherwise known as a buyer persona. And that gives us insight into the people that we're actually marketing to. Because depending on who those people are, what their demographics are, what their firmographics are, will really depend on how we approach the positioning and messaging of the market strategies we're going to put in place.
Yeah.
And I can pretty much guarantee you that a part of that strategy will be to create content, and that means helpful content for the prospects that we're actually targeting. I mean, really, there's kind of three phases. You've got the first phase where people don't even know that they've got a problem. You've got the people that are problem aware. They know they've got a problem, but they don't have a solution. And then you've got the people that are solution aware. And that's people that know they've got a problem, know there's a solution. So what they're doing is they're looking for the best solution for
somebody
their...
somebody to do that.
That's correct. So the whole point of writing content, even though you might think it might be basic, the people that are searching for this content, it will probably be something that they've never considered. So when you're doing a content strategy, you need to make sure that you're answering the questions that people are typing into, say, Google or any social platform like Reddit is one, Quora is another, and that
TikTok as TikTok, well now,
TikTok, YouTube, the whole plethora of social apps. And you need to be making sure that you're the one that's answering that question, building the trust and the likability, so that when that person needs that solution, they choose you over your competitors.
Yeah.
And that's the thing as well about SEO. You know, back in the day, SEO was about Bing and really mainly Google, right? But with the advent of AI, voice search, and a lot of social channels and social signals, Google is actually starting to implement video shorts, recipes, and all this kind of stuff within their search engines. So when you're developing that content, you need to make sure that the technical aspects of that content, like schema and things like that, which we can talk about in another episode, is all in place as well. And this is what your agency needs to be thinking about when they're developing content. It's not just the content, it's the technical aspects as well with that, to make sure that you're helping the search engines view your content and understand what it is that you're trying to deliver to your prospects. And that's how you rank higher and bring more targeted quality traffic to your website.
Yep, 100%. So what are your business goals and visions for 2025?
So initially, for the past probably 10 years plus, we've been shouting from the rooftops that our clients need to be doing podcasts, they need to be doing video, they need to be doing content, they need to be doing as much as they possibly can to get out there, right? And really, we've not been doing that ourselves because we've been totally focused on doing this stuff for our clients. And we've made massive impact with our clients, which is great. But it's time for us to start eating our own dog food. So this year really is all about us creating more quality content for our prospects. It's about creating videos. It's about creating shorts. It's about creating podcasts and everything else that needs to be done in order to attract our clientele and educate people on what we do and how we can help them grow their businesses.
Yeah. What about personal goals for you this year? Do you have any in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always, as you know, I'm big on reading and doing courses and things. So when I'm not developing software or helping clients grow or strategizing about how to grow the business, I'm always keeping up to date with what's happening now in terms of trends within the market and in growth sector. I'm all about personal growth and transformation as well. So I want to try and make sure that everything that I can do is helping not just myself grow, but our clients and our business grow in 2025 and beyond.
Yep, awesome. I think that's definitely the same for me. I feel like with all of our clients, we've been very focused on you need to be everywhere, you need to be doing videos, podcasts, do this, do that. And sometimes it's, we don't practice what we preach because we're so busy doing client work. And I think 2025 for me is heavily focused on the podcast and videos and teaching people how to do marketing as well, and tips and tricks, and really just focusing on the content. And personally as well, we'll be also doing a lot of those courses, and even like there's so much free content on YouTube that you can watch and learn and expand your knowledge on. That's definitely what 2025 is for me.
Yeah, excellent. And I mean, Adonis, as you know, We've kind of kept the team. Well, we've got a remote team. We've kept the team small for to try and keep things as personal as we possibly can. But this 2025 is all about growth and transformation for Adonis as well.
Us as well,
And
yeah.
we have already brought in Cedric, who's now helping us with our content. We've got Akil, who's helping with design. We're bringing in Taha, who is helping us with our software application. And in 2025, since we are now based in Brisbane, we want to be looking to grow our team internally and dominate that market. So it's just an exciting time for us all.
Yep. Looking very forward to it. Even last night when, we had planned to do the podcast, I was like so excited, like ready to go, ready to get it filmed. We've been talking about it for a while, so to actually be doing it now,
Yeah.
it's very exciting. Can't wait for it to be posted.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I think the Adonis Effects started to help businesses grow and dominate their industries and give those valuable insights and share our, knowledge and your 20 odd years of marketing. So I think for everybody that's listening, the Adonis Effect will be sharing like real world insights, tips, real conversations. We'll be bringing people onto the podcast as well who are also in the marketing industry and help businesses grow, or businesses who, have done that remarkable growth and they've seen a lot of growth in such a short time. And we'll dive into how they did that, and understand what they did to get to where they are to help everybody that listens to us. Because, marketing's ever evolving, so it's really interesting to learn as much as possible. Do you have anything else you'd like to share before we conclude this episode?
No, at the moment, just that I'm really excited about getting on to the next episode, and I would just like to thank everyone that's come on and listened to the very first inaugural podcast for the Adonis Effect, and I'll see you next time.
Yep, thanks guys. We'll see you next week.
Cheers then. Bye.
Bye.